So I've been reflecting on Nehemiah the past week, and just this idea of rebuilding and bringing things together. So when the Israelites returned to Jerusalem, they saw the city in a mess, the walls were broken, and they were just scared at the enormity of the task that was in front of them, and they had a lot of opposition to rebuilding, and the Lord assured them that he was there and he was with them. And the strong sense I get as we're moving into and transitioning is the Lord wants us to remind us of that. It's like, yes, the task is difficult, the task is hard, it's impossible if it's just you, but I'm with you. Get your strength from me. I will help you rebuild.
Spirit comes to strengthen us, but also to protect us and to help us deal with the enemies we face. There are many challenges that many of us are facing, as the passage that Emzo was alluding to, the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. They faced many enemies, many challenges. Some of them spiritual, some of them practical. Some of them are enemies that are to do with unity and oneness as we deal with stuff that's come up or comes up in our lives. And I think in the spirit, we are now called to pray and intercede, but particularly to pray now for spiritual warfare. Satan's in here. He wants to work against us, but we're filled in the spirit. We're filled by the spirit that we might stand against the enemy. So brothers and sisters, let's together cry out and to just for God's protection on our life, for strength for us as individuals, and let's just pray prayers. We're not doing intercession as such. It's more spiritual warfare right now. But if some of you would like to pray out prayers against any ways in which Satan might be trying to work to distract us from everything God has for us at this time, pray those out. Let's come against Satan. Let's ask God, Lord Jesus, send your spirit against the works of the evil one. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Work powerfully. And Satan, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you that you have given us, in your strength and through the power of your Spirit, authority over the spirits of Satan and his works. Lord, we pray that you would be sending your Spirit on us more and more in the week ahead, that we might be your men and women, your daughters, your sons, rejoicing in your presence, protected in your name, covered in your blood, that we might be your all you would have us be, O Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit.